Time Warner Audiobooks presents City of Bones, written by Michael Connelly and performed by Len Cariou.
The old lady changed her mind about dying, but by then it had been too late. She dug her fingers into the paint and plaster of the nearby wall until most of her fingernails had broken off. Then she broke four toes kicking at the walls. She had tried so hard, shown such a desperate will to live, that it made Harry Bosch wonder what had happened before. Where was that determination and will, and why had it deserted her until after she had put the extension cord noose around her neck and kicked over the chair? Why had it hidden from her? These were not official questions that would be raised in his death report, but they were the things Bosch couldn't avoid thinking about as he sat in his car outside the Splendid Age retirement home on Sunset Boulevard, east of the Hollywood Freeway. It was 4:20 p.m. on the first day of the year. Bosch had drawn holiday call-out duty. Bosch's cell phone chirped and he welcomed the intrusion. It was Mankiewicz, the watch sergeant at the Hollywood Division of the Los Angeles Police Department.
You finished with that yet?
I'm about to clear. You got something else?
Yeah, and I didn't think I should go out on the radio with it.
A citizen up in Laurel Canyon, on Wonderland.
He just called up and said his dog came back from a run in the woods with a bone in its mouth. The guy says it's human. An arm bone from a kid.
Bosch almost groaned.
I know what you're thinking, Harry. Not another bone run. You've done it 100 times, and it's always the same thing. Coyote, deer, whatever. But listen, this guy with the dog, he's an M.D., and he says there's no doubt. It's a humerus. That's the upper arm bone. He says it's a child.